This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As President Biden signed into law Saturday a bill that would suspend the nation's debt limit through January 1st, 2025. Hallelujah. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a great weekend. That is good news because I know that there were people still concerned in this audience about Social Security checks. They were concerned about military checks that were coming for both vets and for active military personnel. Now that's not a worry. In fact, it was just a little tweet and a short video that showed the president signing the bill. And it just said, I just signed into law a bipartisan budget agreement that prevents a first ever default while reducing the deficit, safeguarding Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and fulfilling our sacred obligation to our veterans. All right, so that's the deal. It was a bipartisan deal. Not everybody thrilled about it, but it becomes the thing that had to happen, right? The necessary evil, which we shouldn't ever, ever be pressed into this so close. But we've seen this before, so now there's 2 years, and having the debt ceiling deal happen and moving forward, the insanity of what could have happened is, at least for now, I say, averted. There was more good news heading into the weekend. Jobs, jobs, jobs. That's why money, money, money. So the market was healthy, which is good across the board, too, because chaotic down markets cause what? Cause problems economically, whether we like it or not. So the jobs reports that was released, 339,000 jobs added. Unemployment rises to 3.7%. So those were big numbers. I think bigger than some people expected, especially when you look at aggressive interest rate hikes and some of the problems with inflation. So having those numbers be high is a very, very, very good thing. By the way, so you think, well, job growth, where's that job growth? Healthcare added 52,000 jobs, for example. Leisure and hospitality, which were crippled by the pandemic, added 48,000. Think of restaurants and bars, some that never made it, some that have come back, and new ones that have cropped up. Construction hit heavily during the pandemic, 25,000. You get it. Manufacturing, which has contracted for 6 straight months, cut 2,000 jobs. But it's a gain of 339,000 jobs in May. So that means you see the numbers go up. That was some good news from over the weekend. Really good news from over the weekend. All right, what else happened? Really some craziness happened as far as safety things are concerned over the weekend, including no survivors found at that Virginia plane crash site after the U.S. fighter jets tried to intercept its unresponsive pilot. This was something that was really strange when it first broke, because you're like, okay, so what happened that the jets were scrambled? And by the time the first responders reached the site, about 4 hours after they launched a ground and air search for the crashed aircraft, they suspended the search, and they're going to identify the plane's passenger and all that stuff. But the F-16 fighters caused this weird sonic boom across D.C. on Sunday. They scrambled to reach the plane. And they, you know, the F-16s didn't shoot down the aircraft, which is typical for the FAA to call in jets if someone is flying unsafely, right? But the pilot of the civilian aircraft was unresponsive. They tried to make contact, tried, couldn't. And, I mean, they used flares to try to draw the attention from the pilot, anything they could. And this was a civilian Cessna that was intercepted by the jets about 3:20 in the afternoon and then ultimately crashed near the George Washington Forest in Virginia. They just could not get the pilot. The pilot was completely unresponsive. Four people were on board the plane, overshot its planned destination by 300 plus miles before crashing. So now it's all about the search and identification and all that sort of thing. But you could hear that sonic boom because that's what people were reporting, that what is going on. You know, it's late in the afternoon and they're hearing this boom, 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 boom. And that's exactly what it was. It was the jets scrambling. And unfortunately, they tried, like I said, to do the flares, to do everything they could to try and get to the pilot, but they just couldn't do it. So it makes you wonder what was happening. There's just that strange phenomenon that happens with pilots when they it's almost like a sleep thing that happens to them where they get knocked out, and you wonder if that's going to be what's going to be the cause there. But who knows? At this point, it's more about the identification and finding it and all of that, and then walking it back and figuring out what happened there, what led ultimately to it to no response whatsoever, because there had to be some reason for it. So it's really about unpacking all of that. But it was crazy, from what I understand, that noise really, the time it hit, really freaked a lot of people out who were trying to figure out what in the world is going on. What is that, you know, what is that noise? What's happening? And then the reports that, well, the jets have been scrambled. So then people have a little bit of a freak out about that, because when they think the jets, what's being shot down? So what's over the airspace? And as you can imagine, you know, the list of possibilities rage on through people's minds as they try to figure out, why are we hearing that? Why are we hearing? Because it's in a really, really busy area. I mean, it's really in that Washington metropolitan area for sure. Hey, coming up on this hour of the show, speaking of what's happening in your world, we're going to go to the mailbag plus odds and ends. Part of odds and ends, I didn't even know they do this, but the Postal Service actually releases a dog bite rankings. Did you know that they do this? Yes, they do. And so you think about the people who deliver the mail and what they encounter. So that's exactly what they do. They release the annual list of states with the most dog bites against its employees. And they rank it. And it's National Dog Bite Awareness Week. Wow. Who knew? That's coming up and more. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Afraid of? Is it running out of money or is it death? And who are the people that live the longest? Plus great white sharks off the California coast. Shocking. It's not shocking. It's just more than previously thought. And that's probably because they're tracking them more. I would assume that's part of the reason anyway. And then there was a big story heading into the weekend, and over the weekend there was lots of conversation about it, the train that crashed, the train accident in India, just awful what happened there. I was looking at how many people died, nearly 300 people, and this was a signal problem. You know, we think of the train accidents that happened here in the United States we've had in the last couple of years, but this was an electronic system signaling error that led to that derailment where you had, by the way, hundreds of others injured. A train wrongly changed tracks, crashed into a freight train into an eastern state in India. It created a disastrous pileup that involved a second passenger train, too. So there's this mangled wreckage of two passenger trains that derailed Friday night in one of the worst rail accidents in decades in that country, period. So many people travel by rail, like 8 billion a year. It's, you know, it's such a populated country, but this is the mode of transportation. And there were lots of people on those trains. And those preliminary investigations show that a signal was given to the high-speed express train to run on the main track line, but the signal later changed and the train instead went into an adjacent loop line where it rammed into that freighter that was loaded with iron ore. So the passenger train had, you know, over 2,280-some people, and they weren't over-speeding because sometimes a lot of speed or something else happens is what automatically people jump to the conclusion that could have been part of it. And trains that carry goods are usually parked on an adjacent loop line. We have the similar things in the United States. So the main line is clear for a passing train. And what was the error? Human? Was it technical? That's what they're looking into with this investigation, because the whole idea is there's a safety mechanism that prevents conflicting movements between trains, and it monitors the status of the signals to let drivers know how close they are to a next train, how fast they can go, and any kind of stationary trains on the track. So it's weird because the system will say, you think of where we are, the system will say it's 99%, 99.9% error-free. So the chances for an error are so minuscule. But don't tell us to the people who lost people. So all that's really, they've had to, for now, days, unpack all this in a sense. So on Sunday, there were just a few shattered carriages that were mangled and overturned. That was most of what was left, the remnants of the tragedy. They removed mud and debris to clear the crash site. And at one of the hospitals, which is about 9 miles from the site, you had survivors that were talking about, you know, the moment of the crash and hearing this incredibly loud bang and what happened afterwards, that people were walking around in pain. Others were frantically trying to get out of twisted wreckage and a rail, the rail car, and, what it was like. And then the photographs of the passengers who were traveling on in the trains that got derailed, it was about identifying them. So you had desperate relatives who were struggling to identify the bodies of their loved ones because of these horrible, gruesome injuries. And then searching the hospitals to check whether their relatives were alive. You know, can you imagine? I mean, even on Saturday night, 15 bodies were recovered. And even in the overnight hours after that, they had heavy cranes that were trying to remove an engine that was on top of a rail car, and they didn't find any bodies in the engine, and they kept working through Sunday morning. And the government says, well, they always try to improve safety, and they still have several hundred accidents that happen every year. So let me say that again, several hundred accidents that happen every year on India's railways. It's the largest train network under one management in the world, period. Because you got to think again of that country, like I said, the most people, 1.42 billion people, and they ride the trains. In fact, every day, if you broke it down to every day, 22 million people ride. 14,000 trains. It's a lot of tracks, 40,000 miles of track. So the signals and being able to switch and know what's on the tracks is incredibly important. It's incredibly important, period. But it's incredibly important for their system because of how many trains that they have going in all these different directions. I already mentioned the Great Whites. You know, we're coming up now in a month or so to what becomes Shark Week. And people always talk about sharks. Well, a new study from Cal State Long Beach showed that juvenile white sharks are more common at some California beaches than they previously thought. You know, they've got Cal State Long Beach, they've got a shark lab, and so they're studying perceptions of people have of shark risks and all of that, and they look at juvenile white sharks who are between the ages of 1 and 5, and they found that there were a couple of spots that they were congregating in Santa Barbara County and in San Diego County. And at those locations, sharks and people were found swimming together 97% of the time. Wow. So often what they were saying is you would have the white sharks that were within 50 yards of where the waves break, which would mean surfers, stand-up paddleboarders are in close proximity to the sharks at those sites. And most of the time, anybody in the water didn't know the sharks were there. But from the air, you could easily see them. So, of course, if people knew what they were seeing, and they were saying that they would probably not have been where they were in the water, but then talk about the fact that, well, they're not there, they're not looking for you. That's, you know, that's the thing. If they come, if they were within 10 feet of people, that would be different, and they're spending the majority of their time within 100 yards of where the waves are breaking, but it's just that it's closer than originally thought. I think if people that were paddling on their paddle boards having fun in San Diego or Santa Barbara knew how close some of those sharks are, I don't know that they would feel so comfortable, right? You know, you keep hearing that. Well, humans aren't on the menu. Humans are, you know, humans aren't on the menu. That's, it's nothing to worry about until you start to hear that there's somebody was bit by a shark. Why were they bit by a shark? Well, who knows? Because they were closer than where the sharks normally stay. But when you're saying the sharks are that close, and you think of, yes, you can say they mind their own business, and yeah, they didn't know that they were that close to the sharks. Again, the comfortableness of the people that would be in the vicinity of it, I think, would be a little bit less. You know, show me the picture of where I am and the shark is that close, and I'm just paddling along on my paddleboard, and there you have the, you have a bunch of great white sharks who technically are pretty darn close. What would your attitude be like? Would you have a positive attitude? So people who live the longest share two traits. You know what they are, according to this new study that came out? This is the secret for a long and happy life, and it is that they, you know, of course, eat healthy and regular exercise and all of that, but that they are oozing with positivity, right? So they're not stuck in what they call blue zones, that I shouldn't say they're not stuck, they're in what they call blue zones that are happy zones. And they are physically moving around, and they've got a positive attitude. So they prioritize peace and happiness. They are optimistic and easygoing, and they have a high degree of emotional awareness. Does this fit you? If it does, you could live to be 100 years old. How does that sound? Coming up, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Reports say there was never any danger to the Capitol. Fighter jets on Sunday scrambled when a Cessna violated airspace in Washington. The small plane with four people on board headed to New York but crashed in a wooded area of southwest Virginia. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley says a world war could happen if Ukraine pulls out of its battle against Russia. Haley told CNN on Sunday as part of a Republican town hall in Iowa that a win for Ukraine is a win for everybody because, quote, tyrants tell us exactly what they're going to do. Congressman Jamie Raskin says a recording of former President Trump admitting he couldn't declassify a particular document shows a, quote, consciousness of guilt. Speaking on CNN State of the Union, the Maryland Democrat says it shows Trump was aware that he could not declassify documents on his own initiative. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
Into it. Remember, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts, A to Z, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. How about this one from Gerard, who says, thank goodness we don't have to hear about the debt ceiling, at least for another 2 years. Chuckle, chuckle. Isn't it ridiculous, Kate, that we elect people, they are relying on us for our votes to represent us in the nation's capital and our interest, and our interest is that we don't have these constant threats and these maneuvers that they're also spending a lot of time on because they can't seem to get it right when it comes to the trillions and trillions that we are deeply in the middle of in debt, over $31 trillion. And then the threat is to the people who could barely afford but yet serve the country in a different way to lose paychecks, and it makes them freak out for weeks and weeks on end, because that's all anyone talks about. Boy, isn't that the truth? We know that, right? It's that feeling, that sick feeling when you know, well, of course, I'm meeting these bills, I'm especially on a fixed income. I need this check for that. And then, oh, well, you know, if the debt ceiling, if this whole thing isn't lifted, then it could be, who knows, a week delay or this. And it's the constant looking in the crystal ball and hearing about that is awful for the people who can least afford it. It is the insanity of these debt ceiling fights. And there has to be a better way to do this. I mean, and I know what the better way is. It's to work on it, period, end of story, right now. Because here's what happens. There's a whole list of other things that are going on, and it's the constant catch-up. It's like having a to-do list. Oof, okay, well, right now we just dealt with all this. So, you know, not till 2025. And really, there should be meetings. There should be meetings that are productive. There should be ways to figure it out. Where are we cutting? But as I say that, it's the problem is the special interest and the tug of war over what one party wants, the other party wants, what one particular representative wants, what one senator wants. I mean, that's the deal. It's the personalities. It's the maneuvering for the tidbits. But yet the people that should be at the banquet and feel like they can have a seat at the table, even if it's the kids' table, yeah, you're not getting it. You're not getting that seat because of what's happening constantly in D.C., especially with the debt ceiling is a great, great example. All right, this one is from Max, and Max says, Kate, I want to take a break from all the politics of the day and tell you that it is pretty good. Spider-Man, Access the Spider-Verse, the whole animation thing. I took my grandson, and I know it probably did well at the box office. It was really quite clever. It was entertaining. You know, he, of course, likes animation, and that's the kind of thing I'm going to take him to when my wife and I have a chance to spend time with Travis. And we did, and it was really, really fun to go and see it. We've taken him to other things like Hotel Transylvania, and the list is probably pretty long as far as animated is concerned. But it was clever. The story was good, and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. We thought about Guardians of the Galaxy. He's 9 years old. He's seen the others, but I think his parents wanted to take him to that, so we waited, let them wait and see it with him, and instead we did the animated thing. So I would recommend Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. You would probably like it. You know what? It's so interesting because people are talking about the Little Mermaid and how much it's grossing and how great the Little Mermaid is, and of course, could you take a boy to go see The Little Mermaid, the story, of course? But you see little girls, because I just went to see Guardians of the Galaxy, and I saw a lot of little girls that was cute that were dressed up like mermaids, and they were getting their pictures taken, and they were with their dads or their dads and their moms or whoever. And, I mean, Spider-Man is always popular, right? So it's not surprising to me. It's just that animation thing. And it's opening weekend. You were right to say that. You didn't say how much it was, so I'll tell you. It was over $120 million. It opened in over 4,000-plus theaters. So the thought is it was going to do well. And then you think of the people who were the voices of the characters. And this was a really long wait, kind of, in a way, for a sequel. I want to say it was like 5 years, something like that. And and this movie it was pretty ambitious, I think, when they set out to do it. I've read a lot about it. But this whole kind of reinvention thing, the music and again the voices, but it looks pretty interesting. I'm wishing my nieces and my nephew were younger. And we'll probably watch it streaming, probably with my nephew, because he still likes animated things no matter what. And I heard that the story is clever. It's, again, a follow-up. So, yeah, good for you that you went and did that. Plus, you're taking a break from everything else, and you're spending time with somebody in your family that's important to you. All right, Miller wants to talk about gas prices. Ugh, gas prices, the bane of my existence. A lot of my neighbors have been on lists and are finally getting EVs, and some of the EVs that are out there look like they're coming down in price, and I'm wondering if this is the direction I'll go in the future. But regardless, Kate, probably like you, I'm dependent on oil right now, and Saudi Arabia is dangling that oil over our heads. How much are they going to take away from, I guess, what is the economy that would be considered global? They're going to cut the production, supposedly, and that's going to, I'm sure, raise the prices, at least short term, because what are we doing? I mean, how are we filling our tanks if we're, if we're not getting the gas? I mean, it's got to be expensive. It's got to be more expensive, at least in the summer months, I would believe, right? Would you kind of explain that? Well, yeah, because Saudi Arabia is the dominant producer in OPEC, which is a flat out the oil cartel. And they agreed, that they were going to cut, how much was it? 1.6, I want to say, barrels per day back in April. And then they were going to slash more per day, like 2 million per day. So there were so many threats to gas prices, even going back to last year, right? And these previous cuts actually didn't crush oil as much as we thought. But the slump in oil prices, which we have seen, has had the gas come down in the recent month or so, maybe really even 2 months. So there was a little bit of a relief from the inflation, but it's going to be more expensive. It's going to be more expensive in July and in August because, cutting that, again, cutting that production, they can cut whatever they want to cut. But in cutting that in our production, and even though we've ramped some of the production up, they know it's a threat, and they know that it's not going to be stabilizing to, it's not going to be stabilizing to our markets, even though they say that they promise that it won't do that, right? But it's going to have the opposite effect because again, how are we producing that? And the Saudis say they need sustained high oil revenue to fund the development for their country. Well, on our backs, of course, right? So the summer season, we're looking at, 355, which is the average, which is down a buck plus from last year, and that's helping. And now we're going to see that shoot up a little bit. So, I mean, that's why we replenished our strategic petroleum reserve. It's been the largest release from the national reserve in our history last year. So maybe that means they're less worried about the OPEC cuts because of that, right? Because they had to do that. Because what are we going to do? Because you look at it and you look at fuel inflation, and boy, that's one thing nobody wants to deal with. But when the price per barrel goes up, that's where it hits us at the pump. So that's a good question, and that's where we stand. It's about the production and getting enough oil, because most of us are still very reliant on that, that's for sure. This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, damn shame what happened in India. I was over there a couple of years ago, not necessarily in that region, but the trains are everywhere, and that's how you get from one place to the next. And having almost 300 people or so killed and then up to 900 injured, it's got to be one of the deadliest crashes that they've had in decades, and they got to figure out what happened with that system and the signal. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the investigation is all about what happened with those trains, how did they collide, and what happened to the signal that obviously wasn't working correctly and led to the trains smashing at a high enough rate of speed that there was, what were you going to do? You weren't going to stop, especially that freight train that was just still on another track. It was disastrous. You can email me, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, tail end of the show, little odds and ends. I talked about this in the beginning. So dog bites, it's a big thing with the U.S. Postal Service. They do release this list of states with the most dog bites against the employees. California and Texas rank the highest. It calls attention to aggressive dog behavior that mail carriers often face. And like I said, this is National Dog Bite Awareness Week. I didn't even know there was such a thing. California, number of dog bites, 675. Texas and New York, not far behind, 404 and 321 for New York, and of course Texas 404. And when the mail carriers are bitten, it's usually, they say, a good dog that hadn't behaved in a menacing way in the past. Now, other places city-wise, Houston, Los Angeles, Dallas ranked the highest city-wide with the most dog attacks against U.S. Postal Service workers. This is from last year. More than 5,300 employees were attacked by dogs. Wow. During mail deliveries. Oh, that wouldn't be very fun. I mean, seriously. And I would think the encounters, the possibilities definitely would be there. So there is a whole campaign. It's a public awareness campaign. And the hashtag is Dog Bite Awareness. And what they're saying is, when the letter carrier delivers mail, dogs that aren't secured or leashed become a nemesis because it's unpredictable, and that's where the attack can happen. And of course, I agree with that 100%. An unleashed dog and a dog that's not secured somewhere just hanging, oh, my dog's good, hanging in the yard, I completely understand that. Because they train the carriers not to startle dogs, to avoid petting them, feeding them, and always having something between themselves and the animal, like their satchel that they have, especially if the dog attacks, obviously. And most people know the general time that their mail comes every day, so that's what they're saying. Please be aware and keep the dog secure before they arrive. And keep them on the leash, keep them in the house, behind a fence, or make sure they're away from the door, or whatever it might be. And don't allow kids to take mail directly from the mail carriers, because the dog might think it's a threat. So some of the attacks have happened because of that. Oof. Think of the elements that you have to deal with, and then dealing with the dog. Oh, dealing with some of the dogs. And a lot of dogs, I can see, a lot of dogs, you know, that whole thing about the bark is the whole thing about the bark is worse than the bite, you know, that old saying. And I think that when somebody approaches a door, it could be the tiniest dog ever, and of course they'll bark, but the having them unleashed and having to encounter that, ooh, boy, oh boy. That would not be fun. I was so surprised by the amount of employees that were attacked by dogs. Although you think of how big the country is and all the deliveries, but 5,300, ugh, that'd be frightening. It's surprising. I have a golden retriever. I've talked about him a little bit, Guinness, and it is kind of in a way surprising that I've had now two retrievers. Because I didn't grow up with dogs. My brother was allergic, and I was bitten by a dog when I was little. And I don't remember any of the details now, but I know it was an unleashed dog, and the dog came barreling after me, and I was super, super young, and it was scary, and I was never a dog person, really, probably because of that, and I wasn't around people with dogs. And now I couldn't love dogs more. I just think they're the best. And I hate to hear about abuse of animals. And I would have hated that anyway. But I understand the apprehension. If somebody's not taking care and they're allowing that to happen, that's ridiculous. And people need to be more respectful of that. I mean, look, a dog can escape. And what do you do then? You think everything's secure. There's going to be accidents that happen. But I think in some of those cases, it's just not thinking clearly that, oh, yeah, it's okay. And I've seen that. I've seen that in my own neighborhood where somebody will have a dog, great dogs, great dogs, and they're walking without a leash, and then they see another dog or they see something, and this fabulous dog darts out at the other dog or the person or whatever because they're attracted to them in some way, or they see something or whatever it, you know, might be. So that's what can happen when you think, well, why would they're just such a good dog? Why they always are a good dog, but you can't predict always what could set them off that could attract that unwanted attention for a dog that normally, you know, wouldn't do that, would never have done that. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. All right, not interesting to me is the craziness that continues to happen on planes. And maybe there's just more reporting of it, I don't know. But there was this flight from Paris to the U.S. that had to be diverted to Canada because there was an unruly passenger. So check this out. It was a 34-year-old man, who was supposedly drunk, or as the Royal Canadian Mounted Police said, under the influence of alcohol. And it was a flight from Paris to Detroit, Michigan. So it's a long flight. They're getting closer to the U.S. and to Detroit, and then all of a sudden, no, we got to go to Newfoundland. We got to stop because we've got this passenger that's out of control. So the flight And Delta, like other flights, has zero tolerance for unruly behavior. What are they going to say? And last year, you had 2,300 reports of unruly passenger behavior. I mean, that's what the FAA said anyway. So they had to land. And the guy was restrained and then broke through the restraints. And passengers were all on top of him to try to keep the guy who was acting unruly, to keep him down. And then they land, and then the plane eventually continues on, but you have all that delay because of that, and plus the threats. I mean, dealing with the threats and not knowing what that person's going to do and having to subdue them. I mean, now it seems like I'll never forget this. After 9/11, I was traveling a lot, and hardly anybody was on the planes, and I had to travel. And I remember getting on a plane, and a guy saying to me when I went by him, "Are you prepared to do what it takes?" And I just looked at him. And he said, "Because they were offering me a pillow." He said, "Take the pillow." So he said, "Are you prepared to do what you have to do?" And I got what he meant. If something happens on this plane, are you going to jump up and help us? And I was like, "You're damn right. I'll be there if you need me." And it was kind of freaky and eerie and scary to think about that, right? Now you have so much nonsense that can possibly happen on these planes. And granted, there's so many planes in the air. There's so many flights that go off without a hitch, that arrive early. Everything's great. There's no problems. But you just have heard more and more about people losing it. Sometimes it's alcohol fueled, or for whatever reason, it's politically motivated in their minds, or they're not right in some other way, or we're looking to pick a fight, or who knows what the reasons are, because there's been so many of them. But certainly there it feels like there are more opportunities for these things to happen. And I guess you just have to be aware, just like we say, in everyday life, I think you should enjoy your life, but you just have to be aware of the possibilities of what can happen. Just kind of have your antenna up in case you are needed, right? And you have to act. So if you got to be there and you got to act, I mean, that's exactly it. I don't know about you, but I liked the first Beetlejuice. It seems like forever. I mean, this is an old movie. It was the late 80s for this movie. And I've seen it with different people certainly since the original came out. And it would be deemed a classic, I think, for a lot of people. They're going to have a Beetlejuice 2. Yeah, Michael Keaton and Tim Burton doing Beetlejuice 2. They say exactly like they did the first movie. I think I'm into it. This could be a really good part 2. I can't wait. They're talking about getting ready to film it, bringing it all together. The release date would be 2024. Woo! Good news. Be safe, be sane, be happy, my friends.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.